I plan to be really brief this morning because at the end of Mass, the representative of the Marino missionaries will be here to speak for a few minutes. And what I'd like to kind of use as my guide for what I say is a word that caught my attention in the first reading. And that word is complacent. In that first reading, Amos, the prophet, is chastising the rich, the powerful of Israel in his day. And he is chastising them not because they are rich or powerful, but because they are indifferent. Indifferent to the suffering, to the poverty, to the need of the people around them. They continue their comfort without regard to the sufferings of others. The gospel reading really has a similar message. It does not present that rich man as a particularly bad person. It don't present him as a great sinner. Once again, it is his complacency. It is that he sees someone who is suffering greatly, and he does nothing to alleviate that suffering. He is unwilling to share what he has been given with the person who is in deep need. Those readings challenge us to look at our own selves. Are we complacent? Or do we respond to the needs of people around us? Are we willing to share the blessings we have received with those who have received much less? It's a question that each of us must answer for ourselves. The scriptures invite us to look at our own lives. Are we complacent? Are we indifferent to the suffering, to the needs of others? Or are we content to live in our comfort, to have our convenience, to go about enjoying while others are in pain? For the rich man, that was the source of his condemnation, his indifference, his complacency. What is God asking of you and I? Is he asking us to make any changes in the way we live?